social.
Today, this day, Good Friday, is the only day of the year in which we actually invite death into the church. We look for it, we decorate the church for it, we celebrate it. Today is the one day of the year we stare death in the face. We don't do it alone, we do it under the cross. We look at death. We welcome death with Jesus, who offers his death in exchange for new life. So what does death look like? I don't know if you've ever been in a place of total darkness, a cave or somewhere underground, a place where you can't see anything, not even the hand in front of your face. That is the disorienting darkness of the world to which Jesus surrenders himself today. This is the day, the most precious day, that God is most intimate with us. When he reveals himself to us in that gap, in that between the darkness and the light, between heaven and earth. God reveals himself to us in this depth because he knows we cannot believe in someone who has not revealed themselves to us. In our darkness, we can hold on to our faith in the proportion in which God reveals himself to us. And in this liturgy, we celebrate God's most intimate revelation of himself, his most important promise. This understanding, this revelation, is something we feel more than we see or we hear. In the example of Jesus, who submits himself to betrayal, rejection, abandonment, violence, insult, torture, and suffering beyond our modern comprehension, he is obedient to God, his Father. In this sacrifice, Jesus is telling us, showing us, in the most profound way, that God's word is true. God's revelation as a God of love is true. That God's promise to us is true. Today, Jesus stands between us and the evils of the world. Jesus stands between us and all the temptations that turn us from God and harden our hearts. We tremble to look upon the sacrifice because it freezes our hearts to welcome and invite death in the doors of this church, to look at death in the face. What will this day do to us? What false anchors will the fear of death strip from us? What stain will it leave behind? Will we be as Jesus, left bleeding and broken? Yet, we approach the cross. We venerate the cross. We, in our hearts and our guts, understand what is happening here today. And we just have to be a part of it. We have to see for ourselves, have to see what death looks like under the protection of the cross. We enter in silence and we leave in silence. But something happens while we're here. We come here as frightened followers, running from the pains of the world out there. We run here right into death. We first hear the promise given by Isaiah. There will be a Savior, one who comes between. It is for our infirmities that he has borne, our suffering that he has endured, pierced for our offenses, crushed for our sin. In the days when Christ was in the flesh, he offered prayers and supplications. And so we do. We cry out to our God with prayers and supplications, always feeling the hot breath of death at our backs. In the second reading, we heard the extent of God's self-revelation to us, to stand between us and death, as the great high priest, to offer himself when all the forces of evil and darkness seem to consume the earth. Then we put ourselves before the cross. We literally walk up to death. We bend a knee to one who stands between us and death. We accept the gift. We believe. We have faith. Faith in the face of death. This experience is beyond words. The Feast of Good Friday is something you feel more than you can express. Then, emboldened by our revealed God of total love, we receive him who has accepted death for our sins. We become what we eat, Jesus, the suffering servant. Our weakness, our sinfulness, our original sin, which makes us prone to temptation and turning from God, does not have the last word. Death does not leave this church triumphant. Death does not speak the final sentence. The power and passion, the unyielding grip God places on us, survives no matter what happens now. Our tears will be wiped away, our heavy burden laid upon the easy yoke of Christ. And even in our own death, joy will conquer sorrow. This is what today is all about. This is what our entire Gospels are all about. This is what the sacrifice of Jesus is all about. The exchange, death for new life in Christ. If today doesn't mean that, then it doesn't mean anything at all. Through the cross, Jesus paid the price. Not so that we would not have to, but so that we would in fact know that there is a price for truth and love. The price is everything.